You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week, I'm talking about the forgiveness that God gives us, forgiveness that's full and complete. You know, unlike most humans, He never holds our past sins over our heads, reminding us again and again of how badly we failed. People tend to do that, but not God. So this week, I'm talking about God's forgiveness, the fact that He remembers our sins against us no more, but many times we just don't, and we won't let go of it. Have you been wallowing around in the regrets of your past sins? Now, true, you may be living with some of the consequences of those sins, but there's no reason for you to let confessed sin hang over your head like a dark cloud. When that happens, you are not enjoying your forgiveness. It's as though you've forgotten that God has forgiven you, or you think He still intends to punish you for it. Or perhaps you're just so sorry it happened that you can't put it behind you. God is not honored in that way, is He? Maybe you're wondering what it means to enjoy your forgiveness. Well, consider this. We know that salvation is a gift from God. Ephesians 2 says, "It is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." So when you receive a gift, how does it make you feel? It's free. You didn't have to work for it or pay for it or earn it. You couldn't if you tried. It's a gift. If I gave you a gift and you did not enjoy it, how would that make me feel? I'd be disappointed, I think, right? I mean, when I choose to give someone a gift, the greatest joy is seeing that they like it and that they want it and are enjoying it. So God gives us the gift of forgiveness without charge, even though we don't deserve it, and He loves to see us enjoy our gift of forgiveness. So it certainly doesn't please God when you don't let go of your regrets from the past. God wants you to enjoy His forgiveness and move forward in your walk with Him. Living under the cloud of your past sin just steals your joy and robs your peace, and it makes you less capable of doing the good works God planned for you to do. Well, that's the question I'm asking this week. Are you enjoying your forgiveness? I hope you'll give it much thought and determine by God's grace to enjoy your forgiveness. I want to recommend a book I wrote called Why Do I Always Feel Guilty? Because I think it will help you in this process of enjoying your forgiveness. You'll find it in our store on our website at christianworkingwoman.org.